Hallelujah. I don't try to preach by myself. I don't try to live. I'm not up here by myself. I got help. Hallelujah. Verse 33 said, who shall lay anything to the charge of God elect? It is God that justified me. God justified you. Now how the devil and somebody else gonna try to accuse you or something?
Come on.
Come on. Come on. God justified you. God told you that you were righteous. God said you were his child. Now who else gonna come up and tell you, well, you ain't been baptized right? Come on. I'm just using for an illustration because this is what folks will do. Bring what they're doing, bring a guilt trip on you.
Right.
And I just received Jesus. He told me it was all right. He got the witness of the Holy Ghost on the inside of me and said, you're mine. And then here comes somebody going to tell you, you ain't right. Come on.
Amen.
God justified you. God justified me. Verse 34. Who is he that what?
Condemns.
It is Christ that died. Now, what in the world are you trying to condemn me? You ain't died for me. You ain't died for nobody. And here you trying to condemn. You better shut your ugly mouth up, devil. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said, who is he that condemned? It's Christ that died. Yea, rather. Notice he didn't leave him dead. Yea, rather. That is raised again. Who is that? Even at the right hand of God. Who also made. Not only. He's not just sitting up there and going, tweedle, tweedle, tweedle. Tweedle, 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 tweedle. No, he's up there praying. Say, they're going to make it. Interceding for you.
Thank you.
My God.
Thank you.
Taking up your case. You miss it and mess up. He interceded and fixed it up.
Yes.
So you can get it right. Glory to God.
God.
He's at the right hand of God interceding for you. And those of us that have grown up and got some maturity in us and got some maturity about us, he said, come on, join me in this intercession and intercede for those that are weak and those that are lost and those. The spirit of intercession, come on you so you can help out and get stuff done. You're not just getting up on prayer line to sit there and look dumb. Amen. We taking care of some business. Hallelujah. There's some people hurting. There's some people don't know any better. There's some people lost. There's some people that need Jesus. And we who know, we give ourselves to the Holy Ghost and to the spirit of intercession. And so we're available when he shows up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then, and I notice what he said here. Then he went on to say, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Now, Ephesians just said, be rooted in him, holy and flooded with God himself. Now, if I'm rooted in Christ and I'm holy filled, a body holy filled and flooded with God himself. Now, who's big enough to separate me from God? Can't you see your standing with God, being one with the Lord, what it means? All these trivial things, all this stuff the enemy's saying, all this stuff they're trying to come up with now, and all these laws they're trying to pass, and all this stuff that's going on in our government, all this stuff that's just going on in the world, you hear of all kinds of stuff. He said, who's going to separate you from me? Jesus said, he who I hold in my hand, no man can pluck him out.
Yeah.
And then he went on to say, my Father is greater than I.
Yeah.
Now who's going to pluck you out? Now watch what he says here. He said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? Just because you're going through trouble, that going to separate you from God? That's what Satan said. God must not love you because you're having all this trouble. Lying, Shall tribulation? Huh? Distress? Persecution? Famine? And there's some people that are starving. Is that going to separate you from Christ just because of famine though? God caused Isaac to prosper and increase 100-fold that year in a famine. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Or nakedness, peril, sword, as it is written. For thy sake we are what? Killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. No! That's what it said. Nay! No! I ain't counted for no sheep. Satan ain't slaughtering me. I'm not killed. I'm alive. That's what Satan wants you to think. I can kill you. I can slaughter you. I can do whatever. No, you can't. No, you can't. I can put this on you. I can do. No, you can't. You're going to try to rise up. You better get. What did I say at the beginning? He's a footstool. He's a footstool. And we got to get this revelation. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Just because you're going through something, you ain't going to never have nothing. I got everything. I got Jesus. Don't let him talk that junk to you.